Welcome to Reigniting You, the show that explores a variety of topics and timely issues for making successful mid to late career transitions with a renewed sense of purpose and fulfillment for the next phase of your career and life, regardless of your age. Now, here's your host, Lisa Downs.
Welcome to Reigniting You, where we talk all things career transition for those age 40 plus. I'm Lisa Downs, Seattle-based career and retirement transition coach. So glad to be here with you today. And our producer, Eric. Hey, Eric, good to see you today.
Good afternoon, Lisa. Great to see you on this sunny afternoon.
Yeah, we've got a nice sunny day, so all of our snow is melted.
Yes. And, what a difference a week makes.
A week makes a world of difference. Amazing. Well, it's the fourth week of the month, so that means it's time for our best job, worst job, first job episode. I'll be sharing listener stories, a few career tips, and some career news headlines on today's show. And we'll get started with all of that right after this quick break.
I'm Charlie McGee with FranNet. Historically, economic disruptions drive entrepreneurship, and Americans are opening new businesses at the fastest rate in a decade. If your corporate career path has taken a wrong turn and you've always dreamed of being your own boss in a successful business, I can probably help you. Text me at 360-489-2153. I've been involved with franchising for the last 30 years and have been matching clients with the right franchise fit since 2013. There's no fee to you for my services. I'm here to listen and help you find what you need. Text or call 360-489-2153. 360-489-2153 and visit FranNet.com to learn more.
Are you feeling challenged or frustrated without a plan for what's next in your career and life? Are you seeing writings on the wall for needing to make a mid to late career change and don't know how or what to do? Coach Lisa Downs of New Aspect Coaching can guide you to what's next, providing a fresh perspective and supporting you to create a clear and compelling vision for your future and a plan to move forward. Call Lisa at 425-216-3015. That's 425-216-3015. 216-3015. New Aspect Coaching. Fresh perspectives for your career.
Tell your friends about Alternative Talk 1150.
Welcome back to Reigniting You, the show that focuses on all aspects of making mid to late career transitions. Thank you to our sponsor, Charlie McGee of FranNet, your franchise expert. Time for some recent career-related news that you may have missed with the vaccine and weather-related headlines lately. Job growth returned a bit last month in the United States, with payrolls increasing by 49,000, while the unemployment rate fell to 6.3%. That said, the unemployment measure that includes discouraged and part-time workers also fell slightly from 11.7% to 11.1%. Job gains for January were concentrated primarily in employment and professional services and local government and education. Wholesale trade was also a strong sector. Long-term unemployment was about the same as in December at 4 million, while those without work for less than 5 weeks fell to 2.3 million. According to the job search company The Ladders, five predictions for the future of work in the coming year include an increased attention to employee wellness, focused on employees' mental health, flexible schedules and working from home being here to stay for many employees, a reduction in business travel with the rise of virtual events, adaptability as a top new skill, including moving forward with change effectively, and an increased demand for contract and temporary employees, which could offer higher wages at the expense, though, of reducing employee benefits. If you're looking to freelance, the site flexjobs.com released their top 15 categories with the most freelance job openings for 2021. Beyond the usual suspects of IT and healthcare gigs, additional categories include opportunities in accounting and finance, project management, administrative work, customer service, writing and editing, education and training, marketing, recruiting, graphic design, data entry, therapy for mental health, and mortgage and real estate roles. According to Fidelity Investments, women investors reached record levels for workplace retirement contributions in the last quarter of 2020, with the average 401k savings rate for women at 9%, up from 8.7% at the end of 2019. For those with 403b plans, the average savings rate for women was 7.6%, up from 6.2% the year before. While women are saving more in their retirement accounts, Fidelity found that nearly 40% are thinking of leaving the workforce or reducing their hours due to caregiving responsibilities, part of the trend we're seeing of women taking the brunt of pandemic job loss. Lastly, the Washington State-based aerospace manufacturer Orion opened what they call a learning pod in an empty call center office so employees' children can attend remote school there while their parents work in the factory. The school is free, and parents take turns overseeing the students on their day off of a reduced 4-day work schedule during the pandemic. KPMG is doing something similar, and PwC and United Healthcare are supporting childcare, elder care, and tutoring benefits. So, Eric, a few interesting headlines today. What are your thoughts on these stories?
Well, very cool to see anything in Washington State have a little bit of growth and doing smart things, you know, to help their employees. So that's very interesting about the Orion, who I actually hadn't heard of Orion before.
Yeah, I'm not familiar with them either. I know there's, we've got a pretty big aerospace industry here in the area, even without Boeing.
Yeah,
but,
absolutely.
You know, a lot of suppliers and aerospace manufacturers. But yeah, that's one I also hadn't heard of. But always great when we can have a Washington State company be a bit of a trendsetter.
And right. So it's a learning pod for children.
Yeah.
So I like that a lot. And, you know, we talked last week a little bit about just how fascinating it is that how companies are adapting, how people are adapting, you know, a year into what I'm sure a lot of people thought might be a 2-week thing, this pandemic.
Yeah.
So, you know, I continue to find these stories interesting. As you know, we got to continue to adapt,
you know,
survival of the fittest when it comes to our companies, for sure.
Yeah, we do, you know, and that's an interesting point about just the need for adaptability as being a top skill here. So, you know, I think it's true in terms of when, you know, if anyone is, you know, looking for work, loses a job, so important to stay flexible and show those examples, you know, of how you've adapted to changing circumstances, to situations at work or other situations in your life, just to show that aspect is really critical these days that employers are looking for, is that can you be nimble when it comes to, you know, changing situations, for sure.
Yeah, and always very encouraging and hopeful to hear unemployment numbers decreasing.
Yeah. I'll be really curious to see where they're at, you know, a few months from now, too. So as we hopefully, you know, get more and more people vaccinated, more businesses securing funding, desperately needed funding. And hopefully we see a lot of the businesses start to bounce back as the months go on. Yeah, I'll be real curious to see, you know, where that unemployment rate goes over the next few months, for sure.
Yeah, and it is high with the part-timers, but, you know, so much of that is retail and restaurants and things like that that, of course, have been hit really hard because of the pandemic. But as you say, as more people get vaccinated, we may see that turn around, which would be very, very good, obviously.
Yeah, and also, you know, I think, too, the hopefully prospects will continue to improve this year for those who are discouraged. You know, they're in that discouraged category, so that means that they've stopped looking for work, you know, kind of just said, well, forget it.
And I don't blame them,
I don't blame
them
either.
You know, after a year of kind of stewing in this.
Right.
It's got to be discouraging for folks.
It is, you know, and that's something, too, and that really ties in with the mental health aspect and You know, we're seeing an increase in terms of employers paying attention to employees' mental health, as well as the rise in the occupation of therapy. So therapists being needed really to help folks through that. Because, yeah, it can just take such a heavy mental toll. I mean, I consider myself to be pretty fortunate overall in my career. Yeah, I was laid off back in an economic downturn back in 2007. And it was something that really threw me for a loop. And it was the first time I'd ever been let go for any reason in my career. And my husband, he still tells the story of I found out over the phone because I was working virtually for this consulting firm back in the Midwest while I was working here. And he'll still tell the story of what my face did when I heard the news on the phone. And I made a motion with my hand like a knife going across my throat. Wow. It was like, it wasn't good. Yeah. But I mean, just with that, it was. It's never a good feeling, even if
you feel like you'd be happy to move on. You know, just that rejection feeling, it just feels awful.
Yeah. Yeah. And I always encourage folks, it's like, you know, it's okay. And it's actually, you know, it's a good idea to go through a grieving process when you lose a job because, you know, it's just like anything else that you lose, a form of loss. And it's good to grieve and take some time and kind of think things through. But, you know, the key is you just don't want to wallow in victimhood.
Exactly.
So that's really, you know, the key. Taking action is always good.
And it never hurts to have a backup plan.
Never hurts to have that backup plan, right? What's that contingency plan? Well, thanks, Eric. And it's already time for our next break. So when we come back, I'll share some listener job stories with a few tips and preview what's coming up for next week's show. Hi, I'm Lisa Downs, Career and Retirement Transition Coach and host of Reigniting You on KKNW. I guide age 40-plus professionals to gain clarity, a renewed sense of purpose, and a career transition plan within 90 days so you can lead a fulfilling life regardless of your age. No longer does change have to mean riding off into the proverbial sunset. Let's talk about what your next phase of life can look like. Visit yournewaspect.com or call me at 425-216-3015. That's 425-216-3015. 3015. New Aspect Coaching. Fresh perspectives for your career.
This is Rob Bass, and I want you to tune in to Don't Ask Me to Talk with Stacey Heller, the show that brings joy from pain, sunshine where it rains. Don't Ask Me to Talk with Stacey Heller. And that's coming from me, Mr. It Takes Two, Rob Bass. Tune in.
Do what Rob Bass says. Take a listen to Don't Ask Me to Talk with Stacey Heller. That's me, Tuesdays from 3 to 4 on KKNW. To find out more information, check out my website, StaceyConnects.com, or text DAMTT. To 55678.
What's your story? Have you ever sat with that question and looked to your heart for the answer? It's time to explore the real you. Tune in Thursdays from 4 p.m. to 5 p.m. for the brand new show, Story You, with Coach Debbie. Debbie and her guests have a mission to inspire and coach you to find your voice. If you need direction, Story You with Coach Debbie is for you. If you want to be an author, Story You with Coach Debbie is for you. Tune in Thursdays at 4 p.m. and be inspired.
I'm Nathan Mumm, and I'm the host of Tech Time Radio. And we are moving to KKNW starting on October 24th. From Saturdays from 4 to 5 p.m., you can listen to our show live. The hosts cover top tech stories with a funny spin.
That's good. So
hooked on phonics worked for you, didn't it?
It did, just a little bit.
Grab your weekly technology without having to geek out.
Yeah, I can imagine.
Only on Tech Time Radio on 1150 a.m., KKNW. We talk technology for the everyday common person.
Have a career transition related question or want to share your best or worst job story? Call 360-436-6496. That's 360-436-6496. Just leave a voicemail and we'll answer your question or share your story on a future show. Stay tuned for more Reigniting You with Lisa Downs.
No other station delivers this much variety. Alternative Talk 1150.
Well, Welcome back to Reigniting You, the show that discusses timely issues and topics about career transitions for Gen Xers and Boomers. I'm your host, Lisa Downs. We're continuing our episode that's focused on listeners' best, worst, or first job and career stories, a regular feature of the show the fourth week of each month. I'm here with our producer, Eric. So, Eric, just out of curiosity, do you have a favorite song related to work?
Yeah, boy, that's a good question. I've never really thought of that, but the one that pops into my head, I wouldn't say is my favorite song or necessarily reflects how I feel at this moment, but remember that one, Take This Job and Shove It?
Oh, yeah. I ain't working here no more.
Yeah, when I was a kid, that was all over the radio.
Oh, yeah.
And it made me laugh, even though I was far away from having a job. So when I think of work songs, that one sticks in my brain for some reason. How about you?
That's good. Yeah, I think, you know, I'm a teen of the 80s, so I have to go with the Loverboy song, Everybody's Working for the Weekend.
Yeah, that's a good one for sure. Yeah.
Yep, that song. And I posted it on LinkedIn one day a few months back when we were first putting the show together and posed it to people. So some of the responses I got were Bang the Drum. So that's a fun one. I just want to play on the drum all day.
That's right. That's a great song.
9 to 5. So the classic.
Working 9 to 5. Dolly of Parton. Course. Dolly Parton.
Working for a Living. That was a Huey Lewis in the News song.
Yep. Taking what they're given.
Taking what they're
working
given
for a living.
Taking care of business.
Yes.
Another classic. I think that was Bachman Turner Overdrive.
You're correct there. Yes.
She Works Hard for the Money. That was Donna Summer.
Donna Summer. Uh huh.
And then my brother, Brad, who's a teacher, he contributed School's Out for Summer.
There you go.
So there you go. So, yeah, just a little fun.
Less of a work song, more of a school
song,
I think.
But that's okay.
You get the feeling.
But when, you know,
it works as a metaphor.
You work
for
in
work.
A school. It's like, okay.
Well, there you go.
I didn't think about that.
That could be a teacher anthem as much as a student
that's
anthem.
That's right. Yeah. It's like, well, he's my brother. I'll allow it, I suppose. There we go. Well, it's time now for some listener stories. Just a reminder that you can submit your best, worst, or first job story by emailing it to me at reigniting you@gmail.com or leaving a voicemail by calling 360-436-6496. That's 360-436-6496, and I'll then share it live on the air at the end of March. So our first story is from Ariel in Sammamish with her worst job experience. So I think I might save this voicemail she left me just for posterity. So brace yourselves for this one, everyone. So she shares that I was taking a year off between my freshman and sophomore years of college, and I went to go get a job and applied to be an assistant to a secretary, that's what they were called back then, in an accounting office. I just thought it would be boring and doing paperwork and shuffling papers. It was definitely that. And inputting data. And what I didn't know when I started working there was that my boss was a former accountant for the mob, and he did things like he kept a shotgun under his desk and had an affair with the secretary. And my favorite thing was when I went to make a cash deposit for him at the bank of $5,000, he literally threatened to kill my family if I didn't deposit the money. And the funniest thing is that years and years later, like 15 or 20 years later, I met a cop in California, though my job was back in New York, who knew who this guy was. And then in Florida, I met some mafiosos who knew who he was. So he was definitely the genuine article.
Wow.
Wow. You can't make that up.
No, that sounds interesting, but also kind of scary.
Kind of scary.
Yeah.
Yeah. So pretty
you're halfway
amazing.
To a Breaking Bad episode here
it
or
is.
Something.
Yeah, it does sound like a movie plot or a yes. TV show plot. And it's like, wow, accountant for the mob.
Ooh.
Isn't that who got help get Al Capone convicted, his accountant, something like that, or something?
Yeah, they got him on his
something.
Taxes, that's
on
for
his
sure.
Taxes? Yeah. Pretty amazing. Well, thanks so much for sharing that one, Ariel. That's wild. Wow. Yeah, I would think that would stick in the brain for a while.
Yeah.
If that was one of my job experiences. So next is a first job story from Jan in Seattle, who shares that it was waiting tables at a Greek restaurant owned by friends of her family. She, of course, had incidents like accidental spills and things occasionally getting messed up with food orders. But she shares that she really appreciated how most customers were very kind and forgiving, and it got her more comfortable with recovering from making mistakes. Well, thanks, Jan, for that. You know, that's such a great story. And I really love that piece about being more comfortable with mistakes and learning how to recover from them well. You know, it's like that's half the battle, you know, is when we screw up or, you know, something happens, you know, that we're able to apologize and recover well from that and, you know, kind of see, well, how can I do things differently so it doesn't happen again in the future? Yep. So, thoughts on that one, Eric? I think that's pretty cool.
Well, yeah, and I just happen to love Greek food so much that all I'm thinking about with this story is the, you know, the fact that sometimes if you work at a restaurant, it could be grueling work, honestly, but sometimes they're kind enough to give you a meal as part of, you know, working there for your shift.
Yeah.
And you can't go wrong with Greek food.
No, you can't.
Love a gyro or some tomates or,
yeah. You know. So what's that? Yeah,
baklava. Yeah,
spanakopita.
Yeah,
spanakopita. It's a favorite. The spinach.
Yeah.
The spinach and the phyllo dough.
Yeah,
so good. What's
I'll take all of that.
Oh, is it moussaka? Is that the layered
moussaka? That's
dish?
Right. Yeah,
oh,
with the
yeah.
eggplant, I believe.
Yeah, with like the bechamel sauce.
Yes, so good.
So good. Love it. Now I'm hungry. But yeah, that's great. And what a great lesson there. So thanks, Jan, for that. And then we've got a great best job story today from Terry in Bremerton, who shares that when she was home from college in the summertime and on breaks, that she was a horse groom for stables that gave riding lessons. So she got to feed and bathe the horses and take them out for walks and exercise them and help the clients who showed up for their riding lessons get ready for that. She says that it really taught her about the value of caring for another living being, and it was also a big stress relief for her. And very cool that it's led to a career for her as a veterinarian. So, you know, her love of animals translating into that. So thanks, Terry, for that. What a fun job, you know, and
yeah.
Love that lesson, too, about caring for something just beyond yourself and really
right.
Finding meaning in that. So.
Yeah. As an animal lover myself, I can really relate. I don't have much experience with horses, but you know, it must be nice to actually, you know, work with something that you like,
yeah.
You know, like that.
Yeah. Very yeah. Cool. And that sounds like a really fun job. And I won't name names, but so my best friend growing up through school, I live back in Indiana. And the town where we lived, it's now considered pretty much a Chicago suburb. But, you know, especially in the 70s and 80s when I was growing up there, it could be pretty rural. And my mm-hmm. house was one of only about four or five on this gravel lane. And the houses were very spread far apart. And but my friend, she cared for a couple of horses, too, in that area. And it was always a riot because when she was taking them out, she would come to my house on the horse and show up, you know, to visit and say hi. And so my mom would, you know, look out the kitchen window and say, Lisa, get outside. And so it was always kind of fun just to hang out. And then she'd take the horse back. And but it was really cool. But I love horses. You know, I haven't had the opportunity to be around them much myself.
Yeah.
I think on vacation a couple times, we went horseback riding, and it was pretty fun. But yeah, that's just great. You know, not only to have something that also helps relieve stress and anxiety.
Yeah.
But also the, you know, really leading to that other career path.
Yeah. Well, that's the great thing about hanging out with animals is they are good at relieving stress and, you know, letting you kind of let go of the tension that you have, you
yeah.
know, and gives you something to focus on that lets you think about something other than maybe your issues or problems.
Yeah, absolutely. Definitely lowers the blood pressure.
Yeah, exactly.
I know for me and Chris, you know, we've got a couple of kitties at home and it always helps just to,
same.
You know, have them be on you and get petted and
yeah.
Get to spoil them, so.
we just got a new dog this last week, so it's definitely right in the thick of that, you know.
How fun. Yeah, very cool. But yeah, that's great, just to have those outlets too and just to help, you know, reduce that stress. So some great stories today, Eric, and we really need to keep them coming. So so thanks, Ariel, Jan, and Terry, for sharing your stories for our listeners to hear your perspectives and lessons. And remember that if you'd like to submit your best, worst, or first job story or have a career transition question, you can send it to me at reignitingyou@gmail.com, or you can call 360-436-6496. That's 360-436-6496. You can just leave a voicemail for me there over audio. That's what Ariel did with her mob story. So feel free to do that. Just, you know, share name and location and your permission for me to share it on the air. And you can use a pseudonym, too, so you don't have to use your real name. You can use a pseudonym.
Especially if you're working for a mob boss.
Especially if you're working for a mob boss.
Yeah.
You may want to go more incognito.
Exactly.
That. Keep it on the down low a bit. Just saying. All right. Well, it's time for today's reignition recommendation, your weekly career transition tip, regardless of your age. And that's to check your own story. That is to ask yourself, what's the story you're telling about your circumstances? What's behind someone else's behavior or any other judgments or assumptions you might be making? You know, our brains love to fill in the gaps when we're missing information because we have wonderful imaginations. And we like to create stories to fill in these gaps that may cause us trouble in the long run. So I always like to say CYA, and I don't mean anything about your backside, but it's for cover your assumptions. So, you know, check your assumptions and to really see, you know, where might you be telling yourself a story without all the facts, filling in gaps that could get you in trouble or at least prevent you from moving forward when it comes to a life or career transition. Well, thanks, Eric, for your participation and support today, as always. Hope you enjoyed our time together today with the stories.
My pleasure. Yeah, a lot of fun.
Excellent. Well, join us next Wednesday at 3 o'clock when my guest will be Pia Larson of Fingerprint Marketing, and she's going to help me answer our career transition question of the month for March. Also, just so you know, I am running a special offer these days, so a $200 discount off of a two-hour career transition strategy session with me. You can check that out on my website, yournewaspect.com. So yournewaspect.com. Take a look there for the special offer that's in effect until April 1st. It's really an opportunity to experience a coaching session with me focused on a very specific aspect of career transition that I might be able to help you with. Well, thanks for joining us today, and we'll talk to you next week on Reigniting You.